This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to experience it, man. Welcome back to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and this week is episode 10. It's the final week, and it's, well, I'm glad that if you're listening, you went this far, then congrats. You've made it to the end of the 10-week long series of the Experience It Man podcast. I really don't have much to talk about this week as I guess the end, but I wanted to, like my teacher's quotes, he wants us to finish strong, and so I will do so. This week, I'm more talking about self-care and taking care of your self-well-being. That could range from both taking care of yourself physically or taking care of yourself mentally. But learning to have those mental health days or just those self-care days during your week or just during some time, just taking your time for yourself is more important than a lot of other things that I've listed along the 10 episode series. And I think learning to find the time for yourself is very important. And I think just having that availability is something that you should think about every now and then. And yeah, I think talking about having those mental health days for me especially is important because, like, in college, a lot of the time your life could be very chaotic where you have constant assignments. As the time of I'm recording this, finals week is about to happen, and so I'm just kind of taking the time to take a break. I took last week, since it was a pretty easy week last week, I took the time to go home and pretty much relaxed and recovered from the constant workload that I had to do. And I think having that time just to spend for yourself is very important. And so what I did, I got to take some time to recover from sleep, as especially during the school year, I haven't really been getting a good sleep. And so I took some time to take some recovery in that. Then I just pretty much took the time and said, hey, you know what, this is for me, I'm gonna play some video games and do whatever I can that I would enjoy so that I don't have to think about work. Albeit that even though I did some time to help myself, I did get the work done. I advise that if you want to take some mental health days, make sure that you get whatever currently that you need to get done out of the way, so then by the time when you're taking that kind of self-care day, you don't want to have it hovering in the back of your head the entire time. Because for me, that's like the biggest mood killer, because you're having a good time during your little break, and then all of a sudden in the back of your head you realize, oh, I have this due by the time I come back, or I have this due during that break time that you have for yourself. And I think having, just learning to have the time, because sometimes you may not be able to, you're not able to really have that time to like get work done. So it's just a matter of like how you space it out, and like just the timing of how you want to spend your work. I think for me, I just made sure I looked at my calendar ahead of time and said, okay, since this seems like a pretty easy workload, I'm just gonna take this time during the week to either space it out, get my work done, or cram it all for the beginning of the week, so by the time it's closer to the end, I can just get ready to go home, pack, and then I can just relax for the rest of the weekend. And yeah, for all what I did, I was able to spend time with some family beforehand, because I know I'm gonna be gone for the next 3 weeks. Finals is really nothing to really joke about, but hey, I'm just going along and just taking care of myself. And so I'm sure most of the people that here are that are listening or thinking, oh, I need to I can do that, but I just don't have the time. And I think to you, listener, I think you do have the time, you just need to make it for yourself. And even if it doesn't take that much time, it's good to just have breaks throughout your day and just say, hey, I've done enough work. I'm going to take a quick break, a little breather, and just focus on my mental health, because mental health is really important nowadays, especially as at least people my age, we're getting a lot more work done, and then we have a lot more work on our shoulders. So it's just a lot of people get burnt out real quick, and I will have those days where I'm just really burnt out, and then yeah, but it's just having those days is helpful. So having said that, here's some techniques that I've learned to take care of yourself both mentally and physically. When it comes to the mental aspect, there's a lot of things you could do. I like to just find something like I enjoy doing. So after like a lot of work, I can either watch a series or do a little hobby activities. I like to play video games a lot. So even though it's kind of contradicting in the sense that you are stimulating yourself mentally, it stimulates your brain in a different area, in the sense that you don't feel like you're working. It's just kind of like you're enjoying your time. It works for me, even though like I play a lot of mentally stimulating games. It works for me as like when I'm done, I can just come back and just enjoy, get back into the work of things. Another thing I like to do is just watch a series. So I've been watching recently Marvel's Moon Knight, and that was a pretty interesting series. It's currently keeping on going. There's a new episode this coming Wednesday that I'm excited for. Or I would watch some anime just to pretty much just calm myself down, relax, just enjoy the show. Or just watching YouTube. I think watching YouTube just to take time off your day, that's important. I like to do that. And I just find things that pretty much just make yourself thinking or not think about having to do any work. Another thing I would like to do, at least for physical wise, is like if you don't get enough sleep, try to take like a 30-minute to a 45-minute nap, just so that at least you can have your body recover a little bit. Because if you're waking up only in like 3 to 4 hours of sleep at night, your body's gonna crash. I would know firsthand, because either last week or 2 weeks ago, I would pretty much drain my body to the pretty much limit because there was a huge exam coming up, and it's not healthy, but I was so anxious in making sure I did well that I just couldn't get the sleep in. So I was pulling either almost all-nighters, or maybe my anxiety was just so big that I just couldn't sleep. But I just remembered that at least throughout the day, if I have some time, I could take a quick little nap. And I think that helps a lot, because at least your body has some rest time. Because even if you're not, being able to take like recover sleep wise throughout the week, or just like have like the full 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours, I would recommend you just try to take a quick nap. At least you have a little bit of recovery time. So at least you're not overdoing it, and then eventually it gets to the point where your body is super immunocompromised. And for me, at least after finals, I got super sick. I don't know if it was because at the time allergies was like super bad for pollen, but my body did take a toll and it was obvious. So I think learning to watch what your body's doing and listening to your body, because your body will tell you at some point when you're doing too much or going too far, that your body will tell you that you need to stop. And not only that, but naps, no matter how long or short they are, they do help with your mental health, because if your body is recovered and you have a little bit of sleep, your brain's working a lot more efficient than if you were just constantly pushing through your day on under 2 to 3 hours. That's not healthy. But not only that, but if you're not able to take the time to rest and have your body recover, it's good to make sure you monitor what you're eating. I think it's kind of self-explanatory that you want to be healthy, but really do, I emphasize that you really pretty much at least take in a little bit of vitamins a day if you can't afford the time to do anything else healthy. What I would do is, if you don't have the time, I take some quick smoothies, so I get at least some vitamins throughout my morning. I take like the Naked smoothies, like the Naked brand, and they do like vitamin C boosts and stuff like that. So at least like if I'm knowing that my body is kind of immunocompromised due to lack of sleep and energy, that I'm having a little bit of a boost of vitamin C, so at least I'm taking my care of myself a little bit for whatever I can. Any possible way that you're able to just be healthy physically and eating healthier is a good start. Smoothies are a huge lifesaver, and I think that's just being, albeit whatever I can do. And so, yeah. Also, mentally, I like to just have some both social interactions, but at the same time as well having some of that me time. I like to, for social interactions, I like to just have spend time with friends, because that social, like that group gathering or just having someone else to talk to about your day is very, it can be therapeutic. And if you have someone that you trust that you can talk to about some of the, like maybe some, you have something you just need to get off your chest, or having someone listen that can like listen to you is super impacting sometimes. And then like if you're able to like vent about your day, it helps to talk about it then kind of hold it in. I am one that used to just hold everything in, and then eventually I'll just explode. And then just having those friends that can, you can talk to is helpful, because at least you're able to just have, you can get that feedback that you can know how to handle certain things. But at the same time, it's like that social interaction. It's like you're with your friends. So like sometimes they'll be able to cheer you up, and then it's just super helpful. I like to play video games with my friends, and all they do is just help get my boost in serotonin. I'm like super happy all the time, and it's helpful. I think I really appreciate having them around. And sometimes they'll be too much, so that's when you want to have those me time moments. And that could be from, like before, I would just have video games, or I would have TV series, anime, just to watch on my own. And that's if like I'm not working or napping, because that's pretty much my schedule. I work, nap, eat, get whatever work homework I have, and then play video games if I have the time. If not, I'm studying. But that's different, because, you know, work, ew. And yeah, but I think it's just nice to have those moments. And I'm sure your friends will have the same thing, but it just depends on who you hang out with. I like to think that I'm not the only one that has these types of issues, and just mental health overall is just a very good boost for yourself, because at the end of the day, it's you who you're taking care of yourself, no one else will. And that could be both physically or mentally. Mentally is more on you, because it's your brain, your mind, no one else knows what's really going on but you. Physically is a bit different, but then at the same time, you should know how to take care of yourself. As the older you get, the more it's just you're on your own, and pretty much it's on you, and you're accountable for how your body works out. But life gives you hints, your body tells you what to do, and eventually your brain can just learn from your body, and it's nice to have those signs, even though you're busy and chaotic all the time. But yeah, mental health, everybody, taking care of yourselves. This is a bit on the shorter end, but I like to talk, I like to finish up with just a few moments of thanks, because yeah, you're pretty much at the end of this week's topics of the podcast. And so I like to thank you, the listener, for going this far to this extent. I mean, if you, I'm grateful that you've liked my podcast series so far to get to the very end. I also would like to thank my main man, Stu, my professor. He is the one that's given me this great opportunity to be able to learn these new skills in both making a podcast, but also setting one up and performing like as if I was a podcaster. And not only that, but I got to gain the experience of how everything works behind the scenes in both the studio and audio softwares, and pretty much recording this myself. I would like to thank all the listeners, because I wouldn't have gotten this opportunity without you guys. And I'm sure you've liked my personality, or something was likable about me that you were able to go all the way this far, and I really appreciate that. But yeah, we've reached the end, and it's been a wild ride, to be honest. I never really thought I would be able to get this far, And yeah, it's a really surreal experience getting to just talk for 15 minutes. And I didn't even get a chance to like reflect on the times where I was able to interview someone, because that was also really cool. Social interaction, you know, it changes the whole dynamic of a podcast, and I think that's really cool as well. But during this time, I took a lot of moments to just take care of myself, and so should you. It's one of those big skills that a lot of people may not realize they need, but I think now as media is being more aware of it, taking care of yourself is more important than ever. And it's just one of those skills that are more... I believe this is like one of the most important skills to have that a lot of people don't realize they need, but they will. And I was also one of those people that never really realized about it. But now that I've done it and done the activity myself, I think this is one of the most important experiences and learning lessons to have for oneself. But yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Once again, I'm assuming, or you're picturing everything I'm explaining to you in your head, so you're pretty much kind of watching, but thank you for listening. I once again thank you for going all the way to episode 10, and it has been a pleasure for me to go and make this series for you. And yeah, I'm Mr. Know-It-All. One final go, and I hope you enjoyed. Over and out.